Election signs are starting to pop up all over the streets in Cambridge as candidates from the various parties seek support in the upcoming provincial election on June 2. Regional Council passed a motion last September to ban election signs along regionally owned roadways. Starting this year, any election signs on regionally owned land would be removed as it could be seen as a liability. During provincial elections, signs also must not be put in the ground until the day the writ for an election or by-election is issued, which was May 4 this year. In an email response, the region's communications team confirmed they are taking a progressive enforcement approach to educate candidates on where they can place election signs. They mentioned candidates will soon receive information on the by-law to help them navigate the changes made. Sign placements are investigated on a complaint basis. A by-law officer from the region will come out after a complaint is filed to validate the concerns and determine if the sign should be removed. The communications team confirmed the by-law officer can remove any sign if it is placed in an area it should not be in, such as on regional property. The by-law also states that if a sign is removed by the region of Waterloo, it will not be returned and warnings or charges may be issued. All election signs must be removed within 72 hours of voting day.